A Canadian sci-fi thriller filmed entirely in Kingston is reaching audiences across the country. A milestone moment for the city's film industry and a sign of what local production can achieve. Den Mother Crimson premiered nationally on Canadian broadcaster Hollywood Suite on January 27th. The film was shot end-to-end in Kingston by local production company Branded to Film and marks the first locally produced feature at this scale to receive a nationwide broadcast release. The project first debuted at the Kingston Canadian Film Festival in 2023 before gaining international attention as an official selection at the Frontiers Buyers Market at the Cannes Marché du Film. Writer and Branded to Film co-founder Jay Jolly spoke with CFRC about the company's first large-scale production and what it proved possible.
Our whole thing was to build Kingston's first long-form narrative production house. And we needed that first movie from a local production house. So our goal was, can we do that first $1 million end-to-end production? And our benchmark was, of course, we want to make a fun story and a quality story that, you know, could appeal to a global audience and compete at that kind of level. But really, the heart of this was, we really wanted to show that A, it was possible to do an end-to-end production. B, we had a benchmark of hiring 60% locals, and we hit that benchmark. And C, that we could gather enough people around from other parts of the industry. So it was really great. Not only was it the first production at that level end-to-end ever done here, you know, when we saw what it could do, like Hollywood Suites, for instance, who is a partner of our company, who is premiering this on their network. David Kine, the CEO, and one of their board members, Richard Sturzberg, are huge supporters of what we're doing here in Kingston. They see the benefit of Kingston being that new, affordable production hub for especially independent Canadian producers that are increasingly getting priced out of the Greater Toronto area, and just increasing the potential of Ontario to, you know, be able to cater to more, because we were starting to see independent producers like myself starting to leave the province and shoot in other provinces to find more of that, more affordability.
Den Mother Crimson is the feature directorial debut of Cilic Sasanese, a veteran assistant director whose credits include Pacific Rim, Resident Evil, and Hairspray. The film stars Canadian stars Daniel Cash, Anouka Okuma, Sarah Mitich, and Saad Siddiqui, and tells the story of three AI experts enlisted as consultants on a secretive AI project whose consequences soon take a terrifying turn.
The story came from another writer, and it was actually a horror movie, and it was set in a kind of a very different paradigm, which was, a psychological kind of more a mental hospital. And we just realized that, you know, a very timely thing, again, this was like, you know, again, like 2022, when we were developing it. And then we AI was already on people's lips, and we realized that the story could be just shifted just a little bit. And for our needs, we were also looking, a lot that had to do with the script was also making it more of a potboiler, which, potboiler means it's like characters in a room with not too many other, it's like one location and creating all the intensity in the drama. And, you know, the subject of AI and the implications and the ethics and morality around it just seemed to lend itself really naturally to, again, this kind of like a speculative fiction of this this facility where the AI that's supposed to take care of this facility all of a sudden goes a bit rogue, and you know what that means, and for all of those involved.
While the story unfolds largely within a single location, the impact of the production extends far beyond the screen. The film's success helped demonstrate Kingston's viability as a production hub, with more local films and a studio on the horizon. For Kingston's film community, it represents more than a premiere. It's proof of concept and a turning point.
Hollywood Suites, it's going out on cable and then also through their app and stuff like that. For that, it's just it'll be a bit more of a spotlight on what we're doing, and again, it sets another benchmark and another first for Kingston and what's possible here. I think what it showed is potential, and now what we're seeing that we've done a second film, now that we're building a studio, is that we're really getting to what I believe is Kingston will be that next great production center for independent production in Ontario.
Once again, Den Mother Crimson is now available to watch nationally on Canadian broadcaster Hollywood Suite. and Branded to Film doesn't plan on slowing down anytime soon.
So what we're hoping is if you interview me next year at this time, that we've done about 3 or 4 movies, maybe one of our own and maybe 2 or 3 from somebody else that we're starting to bring here to shoot here instead of other jurisdictions.
For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.